Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's AUDACY.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
We are all dumber for having listened. No points awarded. And may God have mercy on your soul, Mr. Jacobs. That was a horrific answer.
Why is anyone even honestly, I won't say taking the bait, but paying attention?
Because everything runs, they say, the hockey team.
But it's always usually circular, nonsensical narrative.
Yeah, that's not great. He's got some work to do. You know, we talk about PR and fixing things. For example, Stefon Diggs maybe has some PR that he needs to go through right now. Charlie Jacobs could use a little PR help after that comment.
If I'm Steph Diggs, I steer into it.
You take more drugs, allegedly?
No. I'm just saying, like, own it. Like, yeah, got a little out of hand. Shouldn't have had a phone. My bad. Sorry about that. But also, I'm your wide receiver one, so get used to it.
I just wish he was that good. I totally agree with you.
Two, three years ago? Yeah.
I would love for him to go all Randy Moss, be like, I'm about to do things you never seen, just like you already seen things you never seen on social media. Mm-hmm. He's not good enough to do that anymore. He's not good enough to steer into it. But we played a little Bruins rejoin there because Stiz has been sitting on that for weeks and wanting to play it, and we hadn't had the chance, if we're being honest. But also, we have some news out of the world of the Bruins. We have another finalist for their head coaching job. A familiar name, familiar face for them, Jay Leach, their defensive coach this year, first year on, well, Jim Montgomery's staff until it was no longer Jim Montgomery's staff. He is, I believe he interviewed today, according to The Athletic. Fluto Shinzawa said he was at Warrior Ice Arena. Yeah, in-person interview on Thursday. He joins Marco Sturm and Mitch Love as the three confirmed finalists.
Mitch Love.
Yeah, you like him? I love him. Go ahead.
Andy's getting tired.
We're past getting, my friends. The fact that I pulled an all-nighter is catching
you
up.
You are playing
to my
verbal
old ass.
Bumper cars with your own thoughts. Absolutely. Right now.
Can you quickly contextualize that, by the way? You've been dancing around that today.
So last night was my son's senior prom, and in our town, they
play
do
some prom music.
Do we have prom music? Like
prom music? Yo, last dance.
Last dance of my life. We should probably get on the same page and not sing a mixed.
You were in the middle of the prom. Well, actually, no, that yours can be played at the end, too. But everyone, don't they usually play Last Dance and then everyone?
I don't know. I wasn't at the prom, but last night they had the prom in our town. They do one of those post-prom parties at the school.
Oh, the PPP.
The safe party where everybody comes to. You get breathalyzed coming in. We know there's no alcohol. It's just a safe, fun environment. The gymnasium's decorated. The auditorium. There's shows, movies, there's different things. It was
fun.
Do
they provide like snacks and beverages for them?
Oh, yeah. There were subs. Yeah. There was subs. There was chicken. I sampled everything. I was having ice cream treats at like 3 a.m. and bags of chips. And
oh, yeah.
All Awaken 180 approved.
100%. If it happens after midnight, it didn't happen at all in a school
gymnasium.
And look,
you didn't turn into a gremlin.
I did not, but yeah, so I worked some chaperoning, some cleanup when they were breaking down everything that was in the gymnasium, and I was fueled on Lucky Energy. So yeah, last night I went to bed at 10:30, set my alarm for midnight to get up to go to the high school, stayed at the high school till like 5:30 a.m., went home, got another like hour of bad sleep. So I'm working on like 2.5-3 hours sleep, a lot of Lucky Energy.
Any pink substances floating around? Mm-hmm.
No.
Necco wafers.
I
and
did.
Trident gum.
They did have like an oxygen bar where flavored.
Wait,
you put
a second.
This thing on. And
kids
you...
were doing, come on, oxygen yeah. bars? They do make you feel really good.
Shots of O2.
And it was just different scents and odors and different things that I was inhaling. Legally, this is no Stephon Diggs.
How does that look, by the way? Just like when like the dad Perone is over there just like huffing a little O2 shot.
I think it was fine. I mean, what happens at 3 a.m. in the high school gymnasium, as I said, stays.
Yo, Hart, your dad is over there just getting mashed on
but
O2
it was fun.
On oxygen.
It was fun, but yeah, if, you know, might be running out of gas a little bit here late in the show. And,
perfect timing.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine for that.
You know, this is going to put my win streak in jeopardy. I'm going to pre-excuse.
Nope. You're not allowed to. I've
eaten
make two straight L's.
Ted's already making pre-excuses for why he no longer believes the Patriots are going to win 10 games. I can make pre-excuses for why I'm not going to win Quiz with Stiz. It is Thursday. It's 5:30. It's time for Quiz with Stiz.
All right, boys. You know the name. You know the game. It is Quiz with Stiz.
And you're Stiz.
That's right. I am Stiz, the Quiz Master.
I'm even familiar with the music you had someone compose for the
That's
show.
That's right. You like that? Very
yeah,
original.
He stole this.
Tonight, Nick Stevens will again battle Andy Hart to see who is the smartest man in the world.
Who, unlike the Red Sox, has a win streak? That'd be me.
Pass it over to my behind-the-glass brethren, Jan, for some ground rules.
Thank you, Stiz. It is Andy versus Nick, as you mentioned. Battle to 5 correct answers. Each host will get a question on a topic that Stiz has picked for today's quiz. They will get the chance to answer if they do not get it right. The other host has the chance to steal. If neither get it, then it will open up to multiple choice. First to 5 wins the quiz. No lifeline today, so it's just Andy and his tired brain versus Nick Fitzy Stevens, and I think his rested enough brain.
Reasonably rested and also just like focused.
Focused.
I'm very focused this
week.
That
sentence didn't seem focused.
No,
you couldn't land the sentence that was saying you were focused.
I've been eating really well and going to bed on time, get ready for the half marathon. So I'm like, this is as sharp as I will be.
Fitzy leads the all-time series 4-3 is where the current all-time series is. Andy has won 2 in a row. Stiz, over to you.
All right, Andy, you won last week. Before I give you tonight's theme, heads or tails?
Tails never fails.
And it didn't tonight, so you will go
first. I don't think it's ever failed when we've
done this.
We both say it.
Nope. All right, gentlemen, tonight's theme.
Wait, it's been tails like 3-4 weeks in a row. This
absolutely.
Is starting to...
Tonight's theme, sports scandals and sports fines.
Fines with a D or an E?
Scandals and sports
with an S.
Fines.
F-I-N-E-S. Sports fines. All right, Andrew, question number 1. After this player's awkward interaction with police, Coach Belichick said on this player's availability, quote, "We'll see on Saturday. I can Xerox you a copy of the game plan, and you can send it to Kansas City. That may be easier on all of us."
I mean, I'm hoping you gave me a clue in the question, and I'm going to say Chandler Jones.
He got it, ladies and gentlemen. Chandler Jones with the synthetic marijuana. Remember
that?
Did
you ever hear the rumor about why Belichick had a shiner that week?
I mean, I've heard rumors. Jordan
Please do
popped
tell.
Him.
Chandler? Him and Chandler?
Couldn't have been Jordan. Really? She was in preschool at the time.
I think they were still dating.
Yep.
Hey.
All right, Nick.
Legal.
Here we go. How much was Grizzly star Ja Morant fined by the NBA for making gun gestures with his fingers to celebrate three-pointers?
No, I am celibate because I've been married 20 years. That's just a fact of life.
I know.
Fitzy's wife catching strays.
Okay. I'm not going to worry about her listening. So he gets what player? I get a how much. Man, whoever gets the how much questions. All right, fine. I don't know. How about $50,000?
No, I'm sorry. Andrew.
How about $250,000. $250,000.
Oof. No, sorry. Nick, was it A, $75,000, B, $100,000, or C, $150,000?
75 is an escalation. 100,000 seems to make sense. Is 150 the answer?
I don't know why you're asking me. Ask your brain.
Ted!
Oh, he's not here.
Yes?
I'm going to go with 150,000. Damn it.
Andrew!
Turn your mic on. So I got 75 or 100. I'm going to go 75.
Wow.
He got it.
$75,000? What an arbitrary number. This game's already over.
What is it two or three?
It's two.
Two nothing.
So two nothing back
over.
To you.
2-0. If this were soccer, it's
right.
over.
Andy.
This
is nonsense. In 2021, Cowboys wide receiver CeeDee Lamb was fined more than $20,000 for this minor infraction.
He did an illegal celebration. I'm going to need you to listen when I answer back there. He did an illegal celebration.
No, sorry.
For this minor infraction.
Is this another Belichick
question? CeeDee Lamb brought a child on the field.
No.
A minor.
Andy, was it A, being late to a game, B, a touchdown celebration, or C, an untucked jersey?
Look, it can't be celebration because they're in celebration, so it's either late to a game. I don't like that. So I'll say an untucked jersey.
Wow.
What did I tell you? Game's over.
Should have gone with untuck it.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, so nope. Screw them.
All right, Nicholas.
Never be a sponsor.
In 2013, Brooklyn Nets player Andre Blatche was fined $15,000 for his celebratory Big Balls Dance. Which NBA player popularized the Big Balls Dance?
Is this me?
No.
It's
me. That's Nick.
LeBron James.
Sorry, Andy.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Ooh, no.
Oh, good. I might have
Nick,
a chance to get back in this. Come on.
Was it A, Kobe Bryant, B, Sam Cassell, C, Allen Iverson?
The big balls? Sam Cassell, Allen Iverson,
that.
Or who? Kobe Bryant?
That's right.
I'll go with Allen Iverson.
Why
do I play?
Man.
Why do I play?
So I'm going to say Sam Cassell.
Sure.
That's right.
Sure.
Sam Cassell popularized the Big Balls Dance.
I should
in the
sleep
NBA.
Less.
Is that possible?
Ass. No.
All right. Andy, also in 2013, this quarterback was fined $10,000 by the NFL for wearing unauthorized Under Armour visor clips on his helmet.
Unauthorized.
I think Nick knows it.
Under Armour.
This player?
Visor clips. What year?
This quarterback, 2013.
So it's not the guy I was thinking about. So therefore, it's somebody else, which I'm not thinking about.
Five seconds.
What a disaster.
How about... I got no... RG3.
No.
No idea.
Nick.
You just said the quarterback.
Tom Brady.
No.
Damn it, he's a part owner.
Yeah, I know, but...
Andy, was it A, Cam Newton, B, Geno Smith, or C, Colin Kaepernick?
I'm going to say Cam Newton.
It's oh, my goodness.
What is this, 5-0?
It's a runoff.
5-0.
Stop the fight.
It is
a singing exhibition.
Am I going to get mercied?
Throw the damn towel.
Throw the towel.
It's already over. Don't we
throw
play
the
to 5?
Throw the damn towel.
Yeah, that's it. Andy?
That is the most embarrassing effort in the history of efforts.
Well, let's just play out the rest.
Yeah,
screen.
Well, you got any more questions? I'm happy to keep, like, this is just for
my
fun.
My God.
All right, we'll keep
what
going.
The mutilated Nicholas. Corpse of Nick Stevens.
Or remember when you were a winner in this thing?
It was 4-1,
folks.
And then 4-1,
was Dragon, can't be beat.
It was
L7, Nick,
holy
L7.
Smokes.
All right, Nicholas.
I'll give you the L7.
In 1999, this MLB manager was fined $5,000 and a 2-game suspension for wearing a fake mustache.
Bobby Valentine.
Wow.
All right.
Talk about
now
the,
that the pressure's
question
off.
Or whatever. Like, that was so easy.
All right. All
it was
right.
hilarious. He actually came back into the dugout.
I know.
With an outfit.
Yeah, I can't believe they fined him for that. So he was just doing a prank and they...
Well, wait, no, you were thrown out of the game. He's not supposed to be in...
And he made a mockery of it. He didn't just return. He made a mockery of his return.
All right, Andrew.
Yes.
This Patriots wide receiver was charged with driving under the influence in Raleigh, North Carolina in 2014.
Is Raleigh near Raleigh?
Raleigh. Let's rally to Raleigh.
Had his rally cap on. Which Patriots wide receiver, Raleigh, Rishe Caldwell?
Nicholas.
Once again, the question?
This Patriots wide receiver was charged with driving under the influence in Raleigh, North Carolina in 2014.
In 2014, I'm going to go with Brandon LaFell.
Just want to remind everybody, this is for entertainment purposes only. I already won this game.
That's right. Andy, was it A, Brandon Spikes, B, Michael Floyd, C, Josh Gordon?
I will
thought
say.
You guys were like the Patriots people. Dan and I thought for sure, like, oh, somebody's
yeah,
going
no,
to
no, no, no,
well,
no.
Well, Michael Floyd, I think, was in Arizona, one of his. So I am going to say Michael Floyd.
It was Michael Floyd. No, I mean, it was
he
the other guy.
He said Michael Floyd.
Yep, that was the other guy. It was the other answer, C.
Josh Gordon.
I mean, those were the two obvious candidates. Brandon Spikes doesn't
play
receiver.
No, the comeback is on. I need to redeem myself for next week. No.
All right, Nick.
Last one.
This is Patriots feel good.
No, this is like when they lost in Kansas City and Belichick lauded their momentum that they built with their effort in the fourth quarter.
This is not when Ted
then
lost
we're on
to the
to
Cowboys.
Cincinnati. Yo, no, I'm about again. To be on to Cincinnati, mofo.
All right, Nick, let's see. This Patriots player arrested in Beverly Hills for misdemeanor vandalism after causing damage to a Mercedes-Benz.
That would be the squirrel, otherwise known as future Hall of Famer Julian Edelman.
That's right.
Wow.
Bubs.
Thank God you didn't get these gimmies early on. It might have been an actual game.
Yeah. How many rupees if you take the fine of Ja Morant? Is that
Andy? How many months did Michael Vick serve in prison after being convicted of dogfighting and animal cruelty?
This is what happens.
Wow, there is a wide variety of questions here.
That's the beauty of the quiz.
18.
That would have been my guess.
Not too
honestly.
Far off.
Okay.
Not too far off.
I'm gonna
Can
go.
You not?
I'll go with 20.
Andy, was it A, 16, B, 9, C, 23?
So 16 should be the answer unless you're an idiot. You said not far off, and that's the closest to what I said.
I'll go with 23.
Also not far off.
What is it, 5-4 now?
Yeah.
Last question.
Andy.
Wait, this doesn't count.
Why? Why?
It ends at 5.
Why does it end at 5?
Because that's how the game is played.
No, it's not supposed to be played that way. What if I tie?
No.
Look at Zach is over here. Zach is laughing
the
at
rules,
you.
The rules, Dan
Ball
states.
Me back. At, what
first
rules.
To
Dan,
five
Dan
wins.
Dan does state that in the rules. We
Thank
need to,
you.
As a show, come up with if we're going to keep it that way. All right, Andy.
I think that is absolute trash.
For all the tea in China.
You're trash.
This WWE
this
Hall of Famer.
This question's mine.
Is it?
Yes, he went first.
Okay. Nick, this WWE Hall of Famer got the nickname Charlie Hustle during a spring training game against the Yankees in his rookie season.
This WWE Hall of Fame, that would be Pete Rose.
I mean.
And that would be right.
Thank God this didn't count, because you had just beach ball after beach ball you're lobbing up to him. I mean, not even Trevor Story would have missed those pitches. I mean, you just lobbed it in there.
I don't know about that. He didn't
Holy
get a hit
Moses.
Off a position player.
Good Lord. Thank God I got
All right,
out of the
man,
way.
What a tie, you guys.
Victory is mine.
What a
it doesn't
tie.
Feel as good as it felt a little while ago.
Ah, that's
but
what you get. You don't want any of this next week.
I'm on a 3-game winning streak. I'd always rather be the team on a 3-game winning streak. Always.
You don't want any of this next
to
week.
To clarify the rule so that Andy is the winner, it is the first to 5, but we offer the redemption if it's 5-4 for the last question. Kind of a bottom of the ninth type rule.
First to 5.
Yeah, and I went up 5-0, and then you.
A lot of questionable calls. The game is being played under protest right now.
I was
now.
Like
Read
the Celtics
that
there. I was like the Celtics up right? 20, and then I just blew it.
I mean, we usually leave most quizzes under protest, wow. So that just means
yeah.
it went
we always have
to
an
plan.
Argument. That means it was a good quiz. If
Somebody's
there's an
like,
argument
no,
in the
I'm
end,
protesting this yep. one every yep. time. That means it was a good quiz.
Somewhere
good quiz.
Ted's punching his speakers of his truck, and he's upset
I
with us.
I can't believe this!
That we didn't have a lifeline today. We didn't really
nope.
need him,
See,
I guess.
See, Ted?
So that was Quiz with Stiz. Another week, another win for Andy Hart.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We are now tied at 4-4. Four victories for each side. The rubber match, or at least the important next game, will be next Thursday, 5:30. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, a little crossover fun with Christian Arcand, who gets a full show on a Thursday night with the Red Sox off, and some other fun stuff to odds and ends it out of here.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.